chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
然而从亚第第十四节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。
Verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type for him of him who is to come.
亚当乃是那以后要来之预象，只是不过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神恩典也如此了？以耶稣基督一人恩典中赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到了众人吗？
But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
第二十一节
Verse 21.
就如罪里作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，因为我们主耶稣基督得了永生。
So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们特别注意这里说到罪作王。
Pay attention here, mention sin reigned.
然后我们看第六节，第六章第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
因为知道我们救人和他同钉十字架，是罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
Now, let's read the 7th chapter.
Let's read chapter 7.
Verse 18. 我也知道在我里面，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
二十二节
Verse 22.
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So,
第八章第一节
Chapter 8, verse 1.
如今那些在基督里的就不再定罪，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
第六节
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Because the fleshly mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
第十二节
Verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
你们若顺从肉体活着，就必要死；若靠着圣灵自省身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
因为凡神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的灵，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子名分的灵，因 样子我们呼叫阿爸父。
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, then we may also be glorified together.
然后二十九节
Verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
第十二章第一节
Chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我们低头再来简单的祷告。
Let's bow our head and have feet for the word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天晚上你又召聚我们在一起。
Beloved Lord, we thank you again for gathering us at your feet.
我们求你再次对我们的心说话。
We pray that you will once again speak to our heart.
叫我们珍惜这一段的时间。
That we treasure this time.
你既然把罗马书和以斯帖记赏赐给我们。
Now that you have given us the book of Romans and the book of Esther.
我们就求你这两卷书在这个周末对我们说话。
We pray that you will speak to us on this weekend through these two books.
我们求你因着你圣灵的缘故解开这两卷书。
We ask you because of the Holy Spirit to open these two books.
也引导我们进入这两卷书里面所说的真理。
And also lead us into the truth, the reality of the truth.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you all the glory and adoration.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们昨天晚上说过，罗马书乃是讲神的福音的一卷书。
Last night we mentioned that the Romans is concerning God's gospel.
第一章到第八章讲真理。
In chapter 1 through 8 talks about truth.
九章到十六章讲经历。
Chapter 9 through 16 talks about experience.
罗马书保罗是把我们带到基督的学校。
And in Romans, Paul led us into the school of Christ.
第一章到第八章是在教室里。
And chapter 1 through 8 is in classroom.
然后剩下的八章是在实验室里。
And the rest 8 chapters in lab.
我们不只在教室里面听我们主怎样教导我们。
We're not only listening to how the Lord teaches us in the classroom.
那圣灵要把我们带到实验室，要引我们进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into the lab to teach us all the reality.
那么讲到神的福音的时候
，Concerning God's gospel，
前面八章又分作两段。
And the first 8 chapters is divided into two.
我们知道第五章第十一节是一个很重要的分野。
We know chapter 5 verse 11 is a very important divide.
前面一段讲到多数的罪。
And the first part talks about the plural sins.
就是我们所犯的一个一个的罪。
Those are the individual deeds of sins.
上了许多，我们加起来说这是多数的罪。
We have committed a lot of sins altogether is plural.
那我们会以为说，因为我们犯了这么多的罪，所以我们是个罪人。
We thought that because we committed so many sins, we are sinners.
那其实后面这一段告诉我们不是这样的。
And the latter part tells us it's not so.
因为从第五章十二节到最后第八章我们看见那个罪是单数的。
From 5:12 till the end of chapter 8, the sin is singular.
不是因为我犯了这么多的罪，所以我是个罪人。
Not because I have committed so many sins that I'm become a sinner.
不是的，因为我是个罪人，所以我犯了这么多的罪。
Because I'm a sinner, that's why I committed so many sins.
前面一部分给你看的是一棵树所结的果子。
First part shows the fruits of a tree.
现在你要找它的原因，你要追它的根源，你就找到。那个树的本身。
Now we trace the root, and you find the sin itself.
一棵树坏掉了，所以才结出许多坏的果子来。
The tree becomes bad, that's why it produces so many bad fruits.
所以我们要知道说，这个单数的罪乃是那些多数罪的那个根源。
Now we know the sin consider sin is the root cause for all those plural sins.
那前面的罪怎么办？多数的罪怎么办呢
？How shall we deal with the plural sin？
那神的救法就是借着基督的宝血。
God's salvation is through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ。
神一看见基督在十字架所流的宝血。
God sees the precious blood shed on the cross。
而且如果我们把这羔羊的血抹在我们心门的门楣和门框上
，And if we sprinkle the precious blood lamb upon the doorposts of our heart，
谁看见他就越过去。
And God sees and he passes over。
神的愤怒就不会因着我们罪的缘故临到我们。
The wrath of God will not fall upon us because of the sin。
就好像大祭司一样
，As if the high priest
每年带过血羔羊的血来到至圣所。
Every year we bring the blood of the lamb into the holy of holies。
大祭司和我们一样，一模一样的罪人。
The high priest is like sinners of us。
荣耀的神是不能容忍罪人，不能容忍任何一个罪人站在他面前。
The glorious God will not permit any sinner stand before him。
神的荣耀要击杀所有的罪人。
The glory of God will kill with the glory。
没有人在神面前有地位的。
No one can have a stand before God。
你不可能在神面前有一个 position， 有一个地位的。
There is no position before God。
这是谈不到的。
This is impossible。
一个罪人谈不到地位的。
There is no position for sinner。
没有地位就没有历史。
Without position, there's no history.
没有地位就没有经历。
And there's no experience.
没有地位连头都连开头都没有。
And without position, there's no beginning.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
今天因着我们因着主的血，你羔羊的血能够称义。
Because of the blood of the lamb, we can be justified.
因为我们把血涂在门楣上。
Because we put this blood on the door.
我们不光靠基督的血称义，我们也因信称义。
Not only by the blood, but also by our faith.
感谢主。
Thank God.
现在我们虽然曾经犯了很多的罪
，Even though we have committed so many sins，
但是在神的法庭里面，他宣告我们是没有罪的。
In the judicial court of God, He proclaimed that we are acquitted.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因为我们主在十字架上已经担当了我们罪的刑罚。
Because our Lord has carried all the punishment on the cross.
所以现在我们是没有罪。
So now we are sinless.
所以现在我们是义人。
Now we are righteous.
我们是好好的一个人
，We are a good person，
好像从来没有犯过罪一样
，As if we never sinned，
好像看不见罪的痕迹一样
，We cannot see the stain of sin，
因为我们的神一看见基督的血，他什么都看不见
，Because our God sees the blood of Christ and he sees nothing，
所以他悦纳他的儿子，就悦纳了我们。
He accepted his sons. That's why he accepted us.
你什么也没有做。
You have done nothing.
你也没有修桥，也没有补路，没有做过任何的好事。
You have done nothing good.
但是因为我们相信了
，So because we believe，
我们就白白的称义。
And we are justified freely.
所以这就是福音了。
This is the gospel.
你看见我们的罪是怎么得到解决的
？You see how our sins are dealt with.
我就这么得救的。
We are saved.
那么得救以后呢
？After we are saved.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们在神的光中，我认自己的罪。
In the light of God, if we confess our sins，
神是信实是公义的。
God is just and right and faithful。
他的血要洗净我们一切的罪，
his,
一切的不义。
His blood will cleanse all our unrighteousness。
感谢主。
Thank God。
你看见这是主在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of God in our life。
那么神因着看见这个血，看见基督的宝血
，Because God sees the precious blood of Christ，
那个血就洒在我们的天良，心中的天良。
And that blood is sprinkled into the conscience。
所以我们良心。里面那个罪恶感 guilty 的感觉没有了
，so our sense of guilt is gone down the
road， 我们就平安了
，now we have peace，
所以我们就能够站在神的面前
，that's why we can stand before God，
我们能够亲近他
，we can draw close to，
这些都是因着基督的血
，all these are because of the blood，
我们自己不敢来到神的面前
，by ourselves there's no way we can come to God，
另一面，当你来到神面前的时候
，when you come to the Lord，
没有人能控告你的
，nobody can accuse，
撒旦不能控告你。
Satan cannot accuse you.
因为羔羊的血要回答所有撒旦一切的控告。
Because the blood of the lamb will answer all the accusations.
所以就着我们自己对神对撒旦来说，你看血都完成了他应该做的事。
So to ourselves and to Satan, the blood has accomplished everything.
所以你看主的救恩是何等的完全。
So see how complete is God's salvation.
但是你读第二段的时候。
However, you read the second part.
你发现不错，这些罪如果犯出来什么罪，这个都解决了。
It is the multiple sins are dealt with.
但是问题就是这个罪还和我们在一起。
However, this sin is still with us.
罪的同在还在这里。
The presence of sin is still there.
那么现在神怎么对付我的罪呢
？Now how will God deal with my sin?
这个单数的罪
，this single sin.
在罗马书里面，特别在这段里面有三个不同的描写。
In the book of Romans, especially this part has three different descriptions.
第一，罪是个性情。
Number one, sin is nature.
你看见说，如果你知道罪是个性情。
If you understand sin is nature,
就好像那个鸭子见到水，它跟着进到水里面去。
As if a duck sees the waters and he will enter into it.
这个鸡呢碰到水，它就害怕了。
A chicken see the water, he's chicken out.
所以我们知道说这是性情。
So we know this is nature.
如果我们知道罪是一种性情。
If you understand sin is a nature,
你就会知道说它有一定的习惯，它有一定的这个行为。
So you know it has a certain habit, behavior.
这个我们这个就是单数的罪，它有一个意思就是它特别指着罪的性情来说。
The singular sin, one meaning is that it concerns the nature.
那第二点，罪是作王的。
Number two, sin is the king.
罪在我们身上乃是暴君。
He is the tyrant in our life.
所以他要伤害我们。
That's why he will damage us.
而且他要想辖管我们。
And he will want to control us.
叫我们没有办法生。有酒我们不能有自由，我们只好服在他的权下。
So no liberty, we have to subject to him.
所以当一个罪在一个人身上掌权的时候，
So when sin reigns in one person,
叫这个人身败名裂。
And this one, this is completely corrupted.
当一个罪在一个家庭作王的时候，
When sin reigns in a family,
你看这个家庭就破碎了。
You see, the family is broken.
支离破碎的家庭。
And a broken family.
今天你的大学里面做个统计，
If you go to the university,
你问那些大学生，
If you do a survey,
你们有几个人的家里父母的关系还是非常美好的？
But many of you, your parents' relationship is still good.
你看有多少个 broken family, 多少个破碎的家庭？
You'll discover how many percentage is broken family.
因为在这个家庭里面罪做了王。
Because in the family, sin reigned.
所以这是第二个点。
So this is the second part.
第三点呢，更重要的罪呢是个律。
The third one is the sin is a law.
如果罪是个律的话，
If sin is law,
不管你在什么时间，不管你在什么空间，它一定是那个结果的。
No matter where you are or when you are, the result is the same.
地心吸力不管你在什么时候，
The gravity, no matter where you are,
你把手一拿开，你知道书就掉到地上来了。
If you let go, the book will fall to the ground.
你在北京是这样的，
The same in Beijing.
你在台北是这样的，
It happens in Taipei.
你在纽约是这么做，
Same will happen in New York.
在东京也是这么做，
Tokyo.
第一个世纪保罗是这样的，
First century Paul is saying.
一千年以后我们的后代也是这样的，
1,000 years afterwards our descendants will do
it. 所以你知道它是一罪根本就是定律。
So you see sin is a law.
如果你看见罪是定律的话，
If you understand sin is a law.
所以你看见有的人非虽然非犯罪不可。
So you see man will sin.
立志行善由得你，行出来由不得你。
You can determine to not sin, but there is no control.
你不是自己的主人，
You are not your own master.
你一定走这条路，
You will follow this way.
父母自己走过这条路，
Parents has gone this way.
等到儿女长大的时候，
After the children grow up,
他知道他们也是走同样的路。
You understand they will follow the same path.
父母在这条路上是打过败仗的，
And parents have failed in this way.
他知道他的儿女一定打这个败仗。
We understand their children will also fail.
罪是个定律。
So it is a law.
如果罪是定律的话，
If sin is law,
你可以画出将来发展的曲线出来。
You can trace the trajectory.
你知道最后的结果是什么？
You know the final results.
所以你知道罪的工价乃是死。
So you know the price of sin is death.
所以你看见罪跟死就连紧紧连在一起。
So you see sin and death are connected.
那么这个是第二段保罗给我们看罪，他原来那个单数的罪，一面是性情，一面是指的罪性，一面是指着他作王，还有一面罪乃是个律。
So in the second part, Paul shows us that sin on the one hand is nature, and it's also a tyrant, and it's a law.
那么讲到这一段，神的救恩是什么？
And concerning this part, what is the salvation
of God? 我们一个一个犯到出来的罪，这是血能解决的。
The individual deeds of sin can be dealt with by blood.
这个是十字架上流的血，没有错，这都是十字架的工作。
Of course, this is the blood shed on the cross.
但是十字架还有另外一方面的工作。
And the cross has another aspect of the work.
这个工作乃是对付我们这个人。
That part of the work is to deal with our
sin. 所以主耶稣不光为我们的罪死，
Now only Jesus Christ died for us.
这是前面五章。
That's the first five chapters.
他主耶稣也为我们而死。
And Jesus Christ also died for us.
这是后面三章。
That's the latter three chapters.
你看见许多人只看见前面五章，忘记了后面三章。
Many have only seen the first five chapters but forgot about.
所以圣经说主耶稣为我们罪死，圣经也说主耶稣为我们死。
The Bible says Jesus died for our sins, but also He said died for us.
所以主的血解决了我们的罪。
The precious, the blood of the Lord has saved our shield with our sin.
十字架是解决我这个罪名。
And the cross has finished our person.
所以你如果把这两件事放在一起，主的话就很清楚。
I put the two things together, the word of God becomes clear.
那么到底我们蒙恩得救以后？
And after we were saved,
如果罪还在的话
，If the sin still prevails,
那么我们是不是一定打败仗的
？Are we doomed to fail?
是不是如果罪没有离开我们
？If sin does not depart from us,
那么有的人认为说罪根要离开我们。
Some believe that the root of sin is
going to depart from us. 教会历史里有一个圣洁的运动，就是主张说有一天神可以把我们罪根拔掉。
So in the church history, there is a movement called Holiness Movement.
然后就等于要把我们的罪根拔掉。
We believe that our root of sin will be uprooted,
eradicated. 所以那个拔罪根就变成了圣洁运动很重要的真理。
So the eradication of sin becomes a very important truth.
是的，所以他们就追求，希望有一天神把我们的罪根就拔掉了。
So they pursue that one day the Lord may eradicate our sin.
所以他们说我们需要第二次的祝福。
That's why they are seeking the second blessing.
第一次祝福是我们蒙恩得救的时候。
The first blessing is when we were first saved by grace.
感谢主，这是前面五章。
That's the first five chapters.
那后面三章呢？你需要有第二次的祝福。
The latter three chapters, you need the second blessing.
你明白吗？你希望说你有一天，我有一天能够罪根真的拔起来了。
You hope that someday your sin may be eradicated.
就是当初你相信了，结果我们知道说我们成立，我们知道说这个我们就不在罪的审判底下了。
Just as you first believed, you know that you are no longer under the punishment of.
那你相信，你相信，现在还能做什么？
Now you have believed. Now what can you do?
谁能告诉你说相信是不够的
？So some will tell you it is not enough just to believe.
你还需要顺服。
You need to also submit.
相信是第一次的祝福连在一起的。
To have faith as connection with the first blessing.
那么相顺服的是第二次的祝福连在一起。
Submission is connected with the second blessing.
那么你一顺服又逼你一 obey， 你一顺服了以后，那么好了，那么这个时候你的罪根就拔掉了。
When you obey, then your sin is eradicated.
然后圣灵就浇灌下来了。
Then the Holy Spirit is pouring out.
圣灵浇灌下来，就是根据主约，你就圣膏油从来不倒在肉体上的。
According to the Old Testament, the holy anoint oil will never be poured on flesh.
所以如果圣灵降在你身上的话
，So if the Holy Spirit descended upon you,
就表示你这个器皿洁净了。
That indicates that the vessel is purified.
那就等于罪根就拔掉了。
That indicates that sin is eradicated.
所以感谢主。
So thank God.
他们又说，你看这就是平均了。
You see, thank God, this is the average.
现在罪根拔掉了。
Now my sin is eradicated.
所以以后我应该过得胜的生活。
From now on, I can live a victorious life.
你明白吗？这就是在教会历史里有人认为说圣经的教导是这样的教导。
This is why in church history some understand this is the Bible's teaching.
但是从经历上来说
，However from experiential perspective，
这些得胜的人没有多久又失败了。
Those victorious persons not soon after they fail again.
尤其旧时军里面，你知道他们像军队一样，那么他们越圣洁，他们的阶级越高的。
Especially in the Salvation Army, the more holy they become, the higher rank they become the officer.
但是很神奇，没有多久以后
，But strangely, not long after，
如果他们对自己诚实的话
，If they are honest，
他们发现他们又犯罪了
，They discover that they sin again。
那么现在怎么说
？Now how？
如果罪根拔掉，为什么你还犯罪呢
？If the sin is eradicated, why do you still sin？
所以后来他们就安慰自己说，这不是罪。
Later they comfort themselves, saying this is not sin，
这是软弱
，This is weakness。
所以你又软弱，我又软弱，就不像是罪。
So you have weaknesses, I have weaknesses。那靠圣，
如果你诚实的话，如果你换另外一个名字就是了。
But if you are honest enough, then this is just a change of term.
所以你知道这是罪的。
You know this is sin.
所以这时候良心就开始控告他们了。
Now the conscience began to accuse.
他们应该给大家觉得他很圣洁的。
They need to show to other people they are holy.
但是不知不觉他们又犯了罪了。
But unexpectedly they sin again.
现在有没有可能？
Now there are two possibilities. Number one,
可能甘谷
的救 they will not be saved.
所以他们就怀疑我这把你们都救了。
So they start to doubt that whether or not I'm going to be saved.
那是不是下地狱？
Maybe I still go to the hell.
那就变得很紧张了。
So become very
nervous. 因为你得救以后啊，你一定罪根拔起来。
Because if you are saved, then your sin is dealt with.
所以罪根没有拔掉。
If the sin is still,
要么神的话是错的。
Maybe the word of God is wrong.
要么神的话没有错。
Maybe the word of God is
wrong. 是你这个人错的。
And your person, you are right.
是压根从第一天开始你就没得救。
Maybe you were not saved in the first place.
那你想想看，现在你烦恼又来了。
Now you begin to worry.
从前没有得救，你要下地狱；现在没有得救，你又下地狱了。
In the past, you were not saved, you go to hell. Now you are not saved, you
still go to hell. 你就变得非常的紧张。
When it becomes very, very
nervous. 一面良心告诉你说你不完全。
On the one hand, the conscience tells you you're not perfect.
可是真理告诉你说你是完全。
However, the truth says you are perfect.
你到底能不能相信神的话？
Can you still believe in the word of God?
你觉得神的话灵还是不灵？到底可靠还是不可靠？
Do you still think the word of God is trustworthy or not?
所以你看，这些人到一个地步，神经就受不了了。
So to some extent, the nerve become nervous.
所以救世军就把他们送到疗养院里面。
The Salvation Army you send them to the hospital.
那你们到那边好好休息休息，过几天慢慢就好了。
And you just rest for a while, then you'll be recovered.
有一个弟兄叫 Ironside， 很有名的。
There's a famous brother named Ironside.
他后来在把 Moody Memorial Church 做了牧师的。
Later became the pastor of the Moody Memorial Church.
他最早他就在 Salvation Army 里面。
He served first in Salvation Army.
他告诉我们，他有了这种的圣灵，有了这种拔罪根的经历，我就没有罪了。
He told us that he had his experience of eradication of sin.
他家里人知道他仍然是个罪人。
However, his family knows he's still a sinner.
所以怎么办呢？
So what?
他也是很紧张，很紧张。
He was so nervous.
所以他就到了疗养院去。
So he went to hospital.
他以为疗养院就是那种 center， 就是那个就等于疗养来休息休息
resting place。
所以 resting room 就到了那些地方休息一下。那他以为是全世界只有他一个是不正常的。
He thought he was the only one who was abnormal.
结果发现好多救世军比他官阶还要高，都在那里。
Then he discovered many higher ranked officers are also there.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在还有一个问题。
Now he has a problem.
到底主的话对还是不对？
Whether or not the word of God is right.
但是你真的真的读主的话的时候，
However, if you really study the word of God,
圣经里面从来没有告诉我们罪根拔掉的。
The Bible has never mentioned that our sins are eradicated.
罪根罪不会离开我们。
Sin will not depart from
us. 一直如影相随，一直到我们见主面。
It will follow us like a shadow until the day when you went to the Lord.
等到主回来的时候，
or until the day the Lord
returns. 我们的身体要改变。
Our body will be transformed.
那个时候罪的同在才完全的离开我们。
At that moment, the sin will depart from us completely.
圣经这么说的。
This is the word to talk.
我们的经历证明了如此。
Our experience also proves
那些根本就在这里。
Now this is the problem.
那么这个是表示基督徒非犯罪不可。
Does this mean that a Christian has to sin?
因为罪是个律嘛。
Because sin is a law.
罪又是王嘛。
And sin is tyranny.
罪又是个罪性嘛。
And sin is also a nature.
那如果这样的话，你看我们就非自办不可。
If this is true, then we are doomed to fail.
那如果这样的话，主的救恩是不是完全的？
If this is the case, then is God's salvation complete?
因为现在罪的同在在这里。
Because the sin is still present.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
罪的同在不永远在这里。
The presence of saints will not be here.
一直等到我们主回来的时候。
Until our Lord returns.
身体一改变，我们的罪的同在完全离开我们。
Our bodies change, then the sin will depart.
所以现在你看见两点吗？
Now you see the two points.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，
We were first saved.
你知道说我们不再受罪的刑罚。
You know we are no longer under the punishment of sin.
十字架拯救我们脱离罪的刑罚。
The cross has saved us from the punishment.
所以我们不再受白做大宝座的审判。
So we no longer face the throne of the.
这是清楚的。
The judgment.
过去是清楚的。
The past is clear.
将来也是清楚的。
The future is clear.
等到主一回来，
When we will return,
问题都解决了。
Every problem is
那个缠绕我们这个罪就要离开我们。
The sin that still entangles us will depart.
所以到那一天，我们就要拯救主回来，就拯救我们脱离罪的同在。
And the Lord Lord will return to save us from the presence of sin.
所以昨天我们脱离罪的权势，堕落罪的刑罚。
Yesterday we were saved from the punishment of sins.
但是明天要脱离罪的同在。
Tomorrow we will be saved from the presence of sin.
问题是今天怎么办
？But what about today?
今天罪在哪怎么办？
Today, sin is still there.
如果罪在你周围的话
，If sin is still around,
你有没有生存的可能
？Is there a possibility for you to survive?
母亲应该担心一件事。
Mother need to worry about one thing.
我儿子一生下来
，My son was born.
他周围都是他给他看不见的细菌也好，病菌完全包围。
He is surrounded by all the germs, invisible germs.
现在我觉得这个孩子长得大。
Now we need to ask whether this son can grow.
你看这不是神的智慧。
You see, this is God's wisdom.
你看见吗？如果罪根拔掉，这个人根本连犯罪的可能都没有。
If sin is eradicated, then there is no possibility of sin.
现在到处都是细菌。
Now everywhere is germs.
你随时都可以生病。
And you are possible to sin, to become sick.
那这样，孩子一生下来就投降了，那一生下来就一定夭折了。
If your son surrendered at birth, then he will die.
就没有一个人能够活着的。
And nobody can survive.
但是很稀奇。
But very strange.
今天我们周围都是病菌，我们全身都是细菌，都这是事实的。
Today surround us and in us there are all kinds of germs.
但是当我们生命力旺盛的时候
，When our life is strong,
细菌还在那里。
Bacteria are still there.
我们是健康的。
We are healthy.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
在这里有一个不胜。
Here there is a victory.
是在仇敌面。
It is to proclaim a boast of victory before them.
你把仇敌拿走了，你是胜利的，你一个仇敌也没有。
If there's no enemy, you cannot say you're victorious.
但你现在到处是细菌，你说我没有病。
But now full of germs around us, then I'm healthy.
这个叫做得胜。
This is called victory.
所以你不要以为有了细菌你就生病不可。
Don't think that because of germs exist, then you have.
你不要说因为有了罪的人非犯罪不可。
You cannot say because sin is still there, you have to.
这就是神智慧的地方。
This is the wisdom of God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
你的罪当然跟撒旦发生关系。
I know sin has to do with Satan.
你看今天当初撒旦背叛神，你一下把他迷死了。
You see when Satan firstfell against God, God didn't destroy
him.
This is God's wisdom. Finally, Satan will be destroyed.
但是谁让今天撒旦就在那里？
But God allowed him to exist today.
但人可以不受撒旦的欺骗。
But man cannot fall into the deceit of
Satan. 所以你看，这就是神的智慧。
You see, this is God's wisdom.
而且神创造人是比天使还要微小一点。
When man was created, he was created lower than
the angels. 因为天使原来撒旦本来就是天使。
Satan was originally the angel.
Now you see, 神要借着人要讽刺撒旦。
And God through man, God will mock Satan.
要叫撒旦完全蒙羞了。
To put him to shame.
所以撒旦说，我只要把这个细菌布满全天下，全家都是我的。
Satan said, if I disperse the germ all around the world, the whole world is mine.
你看，你一个一个生命都活了。
However, you see life spread up.
你看，一个孩子能活到今天。
You see, a child can live today.
你知道原因在哪里吗
？What is the reason?
如果你知道他有多被多少细菌感染，你知道他生长的过程的话
，If you understand his process, how many germs are running?
你觉得稀奇的很。
You will feel strange.
这是个得胜，这是凯旋的经历。
This is a victorious experience.
每一个孩子长大成人都是凯旋的经历。
Every child when they grow up, it is a victorious story.
这个本身有一个得胜历史的。
And this has a historical history of
victory. 弟兄姊妹，
小朋友们，
当你读第五章到第八章的时候
，If you read from verse 5 to verse 8,
罪是在哪里的
？Sin is still there.
但是并不表示我们一定是失败，一定是投降。
Doesn't say that we are surrendered.
我们能不能过圣洁的生活
？Can we still live a holy life?
我们能不能就不犯罪
？Can we not sin?
弟兄姊妹，记住，这里有一个得胜的秘诀。
Here is a secret.
这个秘诀是非常非常清楚的。
This secret is very clear.
感谢主。
Thank God.
所以这一段就要把那个得胜秘诀告诉我们。
This passage will reveal the secret of victory to us.
不过你这一段记载有一点悬，好像有地方我们不大懂得。
However, the records of this is a little bit mysterious.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
现在呢，圣灵就用耶稣的图画来把这一段的故事把它讲得更清楚。
And the Holy Spirit uses a story to illustrate this truth.
那这就为什么我们来看以斯帖记。
This is why we need to look at Book of Esther.
等一等，如果你把以斯帖记读过了以后
，After you read Esther，
你再来看第五章一直到。
you return to chapter 5 through 8,
然后你再往前读的时候,
and you go forward,
你看见门, 你们就, 这个眼睛门就开了,
and your eyes will be open.
所以这两卷书是彼此解释的。
So these two books are explanation of one another.
现在你就知道主的话是真实。
Now you know the word of God is trustworthy.
那么当然讲到这一段的时候,
of course, we talk about this
part. 要讲到我们的历史。
We need to mention our history.
我们怎么是个罪人?
How are we sinners?
我们是罪人，因为亚当是罪人。
The reason we are sinners is because Adam was sinned.
你一个罪都不犯，还是个罪人。
Even though we did not commit any sin, you're still a sinner.
你看见父母得了艾滋病。
If parents contract AIDS,
等到孩子刚刚生下来的时候
，when the child was born,
他什么事都不做，他就得着那个病。
He didn't do nothing, but still,
结果他说去发作的现象跟他父母发作的现象一模一样。
The symptoms are the same as his parents.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
今天因为亚当犯了罪
，today because Adam sinned，
你一个罪都不需要犯的。
You don't need to sin，
你已经就是个罪人。
You are already a sin，
所以清楚的很。
So very clear，
一开始告诉我们说罪乃是从亚当来的。
It tells us the sin came from Adam。
然后后来讲的义的时候，就讲到基督的时候。
Then talk about righteousness and speak of Christ。
那么你读到哥林多书信的时候
，If you come to the book of Corinthians，
你知道虽然全地有千千万万。
Even though there are many thousands of people,
但是在神的眼光中只有两个人。
However, in the eye of God, there are only two persons.
你知道吗？有一个弟兄问的问题很有意思。
Very interesting questions, my brother.
他说为什么圣经里面亚伯拉罕啊、彼得啊，好像都是 first name， 是不是都是第一个名字
？Why in the Bible is those people's name as if they're all first name？
那有的时候也提到他爸爸什么名字
？Sometimes mention their father's name。
你知道说现在你同样是彼得，同样是同样。同样是这个同样是约翰，但是呢，你同样是约翰，但是你要知道是哪一个约翰。
Now if you call it John, you need to know which John.
所以在圣经里，如果有两个约翰，你要说这是施洗约翰呢，还是他的父亲叫做施彼得的约翰
？And if you mention John, you need to ask whether it's John the Baptist or John of son of Zebedee.
所以用我们今天的话来说
，So in our today's word，
那么 first name 当然就是 John。
First name is John，
但是 last name 当然跟他的家族有关系了。
Last name has to do with the family。
所以用根据犹太人习惯，他的名字很长很长的。
According to the custom of Jewish people, their name are very long。
你明白吗？那么好了，他的父亲是提比太。
His father is
Zebedee。但是同样叫这个约翰，又是他的父亲是提比太的，可能不是一个。
And his first name is John. There are many possibilities。
所以你要再说他的祖父是像什么
人？His grandfather's name.
所以你看这个 last name， 你就知道，这你真的追这个 last name， 越追越远，越追越远的。
And you trace the given name， I mean the family name， you'll go further away。
但是肯定的。
But for sure，
大家的 last name 都是一个。
And they all share the same last name。
他们都叫做亚当。
They're all called Adam。
所以他们都是亚当这个大家族里面的。
They are all members of this Adam family，
弟兄姊妹。
So from
this family。圣灵要叫我们记得
，Because of this， 圣灵
要我们记得，不过是有一个叫做彼得，一个叫约翰这个罪人。
There is a sinner called Peter or John。
但如果你追到我们的信的话
，However， if you trace our family，
世界上全宇宙只有两个姓
，In the entire universe， there's only two family names。
一个姓亚当，一个姓基督。
One is named Adam， one is
Christ。所以，神的眼光只有两个姓，只有两个姓。
So in the eyes of God， there are only two names。
所以，弟兄姊妹，现在你想到我们这个罪人的时候
，Now when you think about our sinners，
你要说我们这个。历史是很悠久的。
You shall know our history is very old。
你讲的中国的历史很光荣的，有五千年的历史。
Think about Chinese history, you feel glorious because we have 5,000 years。
但是你知道亚当历史比那个很久。
However, you know the history of Adam is even longer than that。
所以你要知道，在神的眼光中，我们不是信亚当，就是信基督。
So in the eyes of God, we are either called Adam or called Christ。
或者我们不在亚当里面。就是在基督里面。
Or whether we are in Adam
were in Christ.
所以我们这个人呢，是历史悠久，从亚当到现在不知道多少年。
So our person, we have a long history.
所以你讲的罪的历史不是几十年了。
Concerning the history of sin, it's not just a decade.
我们讲的罪的历史是几千年，甚至可以是几万年。
It's millennia.
所以我们知道说，这个历史是由来已久，是从亚当就开始有的。
We understand that history is very, very long.
所以我们承受亚当的一切。
So we inherit everything from Adam.
亚当的丰富是我们的丰富。
The riches of Adam is our riches.
所以你把所有人类的智慧加在一起的时候。
We put all the wisdom of man together.
到了二十世纪的时候
，Now we reach 21st century.
这就造就了今天高科技的世界。
And this has produced the high-tech century.
所以所有今天你看高科技的成就，就代表在亚当里面的成就。
So all the achievements, accomplishments of our high tech is the achievements in Adam.
神造好了亚当以后
，God has made Adam.
让他经过一些这个一些走兽。
And God led all the beasts one by one.
要让亚当找到另外的一半。
On the one hand, God wanted him to find his company.
另一方面，亚当就能替每一个人取名字。
On the other hand, Adam can name every beast. 所以是，
这就证明神创造亚当的时候。
This means that when God first created,
神在亚当里面所放的软体。
And the software God is putting out.
你看，他有个本领，能够把每一个神所创造的走兽经过他都能够起个名字。
He has the ability to name every beast that walks by him.
所以你知道神圣经说亚当乃是活的魂，是个 living soul.
So that's why the Bible called Adam a living soul.
那么亚当的特点是什么？
What is Adam's
character? 亚当特点是他的魂。
It is his soul.
你看见魂是他最大最大的特点。
Soul is the main characteristic.
那么魂在圣经里代表什么呢？
What does soul in the Bible represent?
魂在圣经里代表我们人格的seat of personality 是我们人格的所在。
And so the Bible is the seat of our personality.
那我想 I think that's why I exist. 我想所以我今天存在。
I think that's why I exist.
所以我们知道是你怎么发现你自己的。
We discover how you know yourself.
因为你会想。
Because you are able to think.
人只是会想吗？
Can man just think?
然后爱与恨。
Men can also love and hate.
为什么？因为我有情感。
Why? Because I have emotion.
我爱，我恨，我流泪，我就发现我自己。
And I hate and love and then discover myself.
那不仅如此。
Not only that.
那我会决定，我会做主张，这表示我有一个意志。
I can decide. I have an opinion. That means I have a will.
所以所谓的 seat of personality 就是把我们思想、情感和意志放在一起，这就是我们这个人格。
So the seat of personality means we put allOur will, our emotion, and our mind together, that's our personality.
圣经就称这个 personality, 称这个人格就叫做魂。
The Bible called this personality soul.
所以这就变成我们的特点。
So this is our characteristic.
所以为什么雅各下埃及的时候，圣经说是七个魂下到埃及去。
That's why when Jacob went to Egypt, God said, the Bible says 70 souls went down to Egypt.
人有灵，有魂，有身体。
Man has spirit, soul, and body.
但人最显明的特点是他的魂。
But the most obvious characteristic of man is his soul.
不是他的身体。
Not his body.
所以圣经一个魂，就几个魂代表几个人，代表几个人。
So the Bible uses soul to represent the person.
你知道中国曾经很穷很穷的时候。
You know when China was in very poor condition.
你要看你家里有多少个人。
If you want to find how many people.
你要看你家里有几个嘴巴。
In your household, you need to discover how many mouths.
因为你赚钱，你要看你要喂几个嘴巴，把几个嘴巴把它填满。
Because you make money, you need to see how many mouths you need to fill.
所以我们说一家八口一张床，这是很悲哀的事，是不是？一家八口的，为什么叫八口呢？
So you say one family has eight mouths. Why?
因为你穷的时候，你就看几个口，几个张嘴巴就是了。
You are poor, you only need to pay attention to how many mouths.
所以同样，根据神的创造，我们。每一个人在神眼光，他都是活的魂。
According to God's creation, in God's eyes, every person is a living soul.
所以你看见说亚当有一个活泼的魂。
So you see, Adam has a very active soul.
所以他是个人。
That's why he's a man.
你看见这个人是个活生生的人。
So he's a very living man.
那么他有思想、有情感、有意志。
He has his mind, his emotion, and his will.
但是你不要忘记哦。 人的思想情感意志是照着什么形象来造的？
Our thoughts, our emotion, and our will is made according to God's image.
因为神是智慧的神。
Because God is God of wisdom.
所以我们神创造我们就把智慧的火花给我们，这 spark 这火花给我们就是了。
He created us. He put the spark of wisdom into us.
变成我们的思想。
It's become our thought.
他把爱情感的火花放在我们的里面。
He put the spark of emotion in us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神是充满情感的神。
God is full of emotion.
那个情感是圣洁的情感。
That emotion is holy emotion.
他现在创造我们，按照他形象来创造。
How we were created according to His image.
他只要给我们一点情感的火花，就变成我们的情感。
He gives us a little bit spark, emotion becomes our emotion.
然后我们神是有自由意志。
And our God is God of free will.
所以他也把那个赐给我们。
So He gave us also the free will.
所以人可以说是，人也可以说不是。
So man can say yes or and also.
你看一下这是人的特点。
This is man's character.
弟兄姊妹，你把思想、情感、意志加在一起。
This is you put the thought and emotion and will together.
那么你知道说神创造人，就还是根据他的形象来造我们。
You understand when God created man, He created according to His.
所以你要知道说这个亚当里面是很丰富、很丰富。
So you understand in Adam we have abundance.
你看神让亚当的夏娃在伊甸园要修理，而且要看守。
See God put Adam and Eve in the garden to keep and to rule.
你可以想象他们身体的付出有多少。
You can understand how many input they have to.
你想想看他的这个在情感上各方面理智上的付出不知道有多少。
How much effort they have to put into by using their mind and will and emotion.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
现在我们经过了二十世纪。
Now through 20th century.
你看见吗？在这个大家族里面。
In this big family.
在神的眼光中有个大人，这个人。